Another episode is here. Welcome. You know, before we start, like always, we're going to say thank you to everybody, and we hope you're having a great day while you're listening to this. If you're driving to work, if you're driving home, if you're in the shower, at the gym, wherever you may be, thanks for listening.
Socially distant, of course.
Of course.
Thank you.
Now, on with the show.
Yeah, sometimes we laugh and sometimes we cry, but I guess you know now. Baby, I took a half and she took the whole thing. Slow down, baby. We took a trip, now we on your block and it's like a ghost town. Baby, where did these niggas be at when they say they doing all this and all that? Tired of beefing you bums, you can't even pay me enough to react.
Fire.
Baby.
Did y'all like that song?
I did. Like I like it a lot.
You don't like it, Dave?
It's not for everyone.
Explain why.
Hold on.
Oh.
Welcome to the show.
Yeah, go ahead.
Welcome back to Mother Chocolate episode 33. Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whoa, hold on.
Whoa.
Dave, I noticed you're coughing over there.
You got that shit?
Any shortness of breath?
Fever?
You got that
fever?
Beard cut?
Headache?
Yeah, I know I always had this.
Oh, you're a little warm over there, bud. I don't know.
Anyways, welcome to the show. My chocolate, you know who it is. AP, regular guy. One and two webs.
Yurt.
Chuck.
Yes, sir.
Dave.
We were.
Respect.
Respect. Shit out that how's everybody doing today?
I'm wonderful.
Marvelous.
We doing all right.
That's good. That's good. So why don't you like the song real quick before we get into Would You
yeah,
Rather?
Yeah, Dave, go ahead.
I don't know. I just don't like it. I just feel like
it must be. It's a little like, dark, isn't it?
Huh?
It's no. A little dark, huh?
No, the dark part's nice.
The music video
dark.
Was, I like the music video. The music video is great, but I don't know. I feel like it's just another Drake just put out a single, so everybody likes it. But I didn't. That wasn't really. I just don't like it. I didn't feel it. All he says is baby.
Whoa,
baby.
Is the mic okay?
Yeah, it should be.
All right.
Good save.
Explain to me why y'all like it. And maybe give me some insight.
Why do I like the song?
Yeah,
I think it sounds good. I like the sound.
I like the beat. The beat just, I don't know, really kicks, I guess.
Although I feel like those beats are so, like, basic. I'm not a producer, though, but
yeah,
they just sound kind of like, oops, the same.
Yeah,
but, I mean, I like the song. It's good. I like the music video was the best part, honestly.
Got old Marshawn in there tackling. I thought the best part of the whole music video was when he's running that
route. Oh, my
route.
God.
We're recording. Yeah,
all right.
Bye. It was my sister FaceTiming me and my mother.
I'm just trying to get some more airtime back on the pod, huh? Yeah,
my mom has turned the clock back.
Oh, yeah?
With her hair.
I love it.
What does it look like?
It's
she's got purple in it, doesn't she?
Well, oh, she dyed
hey,
it?
Hey, long hair, don't care.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hold on. I didn't know her hair
always,
was that long.
She just
it was always curly, though, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. And now she, like, pressed it?
Nah, dog. Hold on.
Look at that.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah.
Now I'm starting to see the resemblance between her and your sisters.
Yeah. I didn't know her hair was that long. But anyways. Would you rather time?
Yeah.
Who's got it? Chuck's got it?
Yeah.
Someone? You got it?
I got it.
Chuck got it.
We can do more than one. I don't care.
All right. Would you guys rather be the best player on a losing team or the worst player on a team that always wins?
I'd rather be the best player on a losing team.
Best player.
So you'd rather be Giannis on the Bucks versus
Chris Middleton,
Harrison Barnes on the Golden State?
Yeah, Chris Middleton.
Hold on, Chuck. Turn your mic down. Tilt it down.
Too much.
Too much.
There you go.
Hello?
There you go.
Yeah, screw that wing nut on there.
I get wing nut.
Yeah.
But while he's doing
here
that,
we go.
Which one did you pick? Huh? What'd you pick?
I picked I was just clarifying. So, you could either be Giannis on the Bucks being the best on the worst team.
What's his last name?
Antetokounmpo. He's got it.
Antetokounmpo.
Or be... James Jones on all those Miami Heat teams.
He's not the worst player on there. The worst player on there was easily
Udonis Haslam.
Yes. No.
No, it was Joel Anthony.
Yes.
But they cut him after he didn't win no rings with him. That's why they cut him.
Yeah, because he's trash.
Exactly.
Wait, if I'm the best player on a losing team, free agency, I'm out of there. Or are we stuck there forever?
I'm going to guess stuck there.
You're stuck on that grind. Yeah. Like
I'll take that.
Yeah, because they're going to pay you the Supermax.
Yeah, if I'm like on the worst player on a championship team, then I'm like, bro, you have like 5 rings. You didn't do shit.
Brian Scalabrine.
Like Robert Horry.
Oh, I thought you said someone else. I was about to fight you.
Was he trash?
No.
No?
He was pivotal.
Pivotal on all 11? Or was it 7?
Yeah, 7. Think about it. You know who he plays like? Whenever the clutch moment comes.
We need that shot. Yeah, just pass
that's
it today.
That's literally what his role was.
Gotcha.
Yeah. But yeah, I'd rather be. And I mean, you get more attention. I feel like you get more attention that way.
You'll be in that. You'll be in a conversation with Charles Barkley, Allen Iverson.
Yeah, yeah. Patrick Ewing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Carmelo on the Knicks. He was the best player on a trash team.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Except for that one year where we were second seed. That team was fire.
With the Linsanity?
No.
Was it that team?
No, it wasn't Linsanity. It was Carmelo, JR, Shump, Tyson Chandler, 2013, 2014.
Oh, yeah, that was a squad.
Steve Novacane, all them.
If Shump didn't get hurt.
I remember Novak was that dude shooting them threes.
And then he didn't do shit in the three-point contest.
Well, that's how
And it
goes.
I was like, bro, what?
It doesn't matter. It only matters in the finals.
Well, yeah,
when you
got
to win the most.
And we beat the Celtics in 5 and then got throttled by the Pacers. And then Amari punched a fire extinguisher for no reason. He cornrowed his hair. And then we fired our coach the next year.
What was his name?
Our coach? Woody?
Oh, yeah. The
bald, Mike Woodson? Yep.
The bald dude?
Great.
Yeah.
Okay.
He popped up on the Cavs.
He said, I'm back.
Just in the background. But, yeah, so I'd rather be the best player on the losing squad.
I think it'll probably do the same thing.
Yeah, they're gonna pay you.
Just
big
secure
bucks.
A ring.
I like how we automatically assume basketball and that football.
You wouldn't secure a ring though.
Well, even though, well,
dude, best
said,
player
said,
on a losing
I
squad.
I thought you said the worst player. I want to be the worst player on a.
Oh,
the
Chuck's ring
team.
Chasing.
I'll be in the history books.
He has
still,
to,
because
then when he all meets up with us, he's like, "Hey guys,
he's afraid of the grind."
We have MVP awards and scoring titles, and
this man just he got that Barajal ring then. Yeah, I get
rings
regardless. Whoever wins,
I got a ring regardless.
But yeah, all right. So we're on the same page. Chuck is doing something else over there. What's the second? Would you rather we got? You got one, Dave?
I feel like you already did this one, but
maybe I don't know.
Would you rather lose the ability to see, or lose all 4 other senses, as in smell, taste, touch, and hearing?
So
that's a good one.
I could have sworn we brought this one up before.
I've never done this one.
It's probably similar.
I don't remember
basically
doing this
being
one.
Blind or a vegetable.
You're not a vegetable.
That's not a vegetable.
You can still move.
Not,
yeah, that's not a vegetable.
I mean,
it's not.
Pretty damn close.
Not at all.
No, you can still be.
A vegetable can't move.
You're
still mobile.
Your brain's just working. That's it.
The hell, Chuck? What's wrong with you, bro?
Whatever. I guess I'd rather be blind, just so I can at least rely on my other 4 senses.
And usually your other 4 senses are like super powered since you don't have one of them.
All right, Toph.
Yeah, I feel like it's a lot, I like that reference, but I feel like it's a lot easier to adapt to being blind than adapting to only being able to see.
Yeah.
Like, I can't smell nothing. I can't.
That would suck.
I won't feel any pain.
No, explain. Hold on. Because if you lose your sense of touch, what are you going to be able to do? Because you can't touch the ground, basically.
You can't.
Or whatever the hell.
You just like, you wouldn't be able just to feel this. That's what that means. Now, you can still
walk.
He's caressing
you're not
back.
Like floating.
I don't know. I feel like for some reason you couldn't be mobile.
How would you not be able to be mobile, Chuck? I'm confused.
You just wouldn't feel.
I'm very confused.
I guess.
As to why you wouldn't be able to move.
Chuck is stuck on the vegetable dog.
I mean, you won't feel like anything, but you still be able to walk.
And if you never felt that before, you wouldn't know what it feels like.
I guess so.
You wouldn't be able to move, sorry. You're stuck.
That would suck though, like not seeing the world that you live in.
Being blind.
Being blind,
scary,
yeah. Like not knowing what, like, oh my God, like the sunset. Can't, I'm blind.
Or what about being like
or
not able to
just,
listen to music
can,
or something?
We can sum it down. We can either, but you can either lose the ability to see.
Probably did.
Probably. Yeah.
But to lose all four senses against mm-hmm. one, I'd rather take the being blind. Mm-hmm. And I'd still be able to move. I'm able to move regardless. But yeah. See, Chuck's got me on the same shit now. Vegetable.
You never know, man.
Mm.
I don't know. You won't be able to smell.
Wouldn't be able to taste anything.
Won't be able to taste nothing. I mean, you won't feel if you're hungry or not. Wait, would you be able to feel internal things?
I think we're taking this way too deep.
Pause.
Pause is necessary.
But, I mean, why? I'll ask the question. What is he doing?
Nothing.
Can you come back here, please?
Oh, my God. The paper towels are on the left side, Dave.
Jeez.
But we have a lot to unpack. Had a nice little party over the weekend.
Yes.
I mean, a socially distant get together. Yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't. We don't do parties around here.
Socially distant, of course.
Mm-hmm.
We're in our masks.
Yeah, for the most part. I made a fire macaroni. Pie.
Yeah, that was
I
really good.
You could say.
That was really good.
Chicken was bomb.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Drinks were flowing.
Drinks were flowing. Yeah, flowing a little too much
for some of us.
Yeah,
for one of us. Well, two of us.
Everybody.
Board games were played, and chains were broken.
But don't you forget the dessert.
Come on.
Oh, you talking about those fried?
Oh, the fried Oreos.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It was a good time. So.
Good thing wonderful. I came when I did. I caught the last one.
Yeah, I had like four, I think.
Is your chain recoverable?
Nope.
No?
I mean, it is recoverable.
Oh.
It's just not fixed right now. But shout out to these boys for throwing that. Awesome. Love you.
Nice little bash.
Yeah, yeah.
Bash at the beach.
Had some fun.
You know, it's not fun.
What's not fun?
Being Trey Songz right now.
Oh.
I see. What is going on with Trey Songz? Mm-hmm.
Go ahead and introduce it.
Trey Songz. Well, I don't know the whole. I know the gist of it, but I don't know, like.
We'll fill in.
He's a sick nigga.
That's a fact.
Yeah,
Tiger. Tiger was a sick dude. No.
I'm Blasian.
Ew.
But can we call her a hoe?
Yes.
A whore?
A sex worker?
No. No. This
IG hoe.
This
IG sex worker.
IG hoe was on a podcast recently, and she was talking about how she hooked up with Seven Suns players.
Oh.
I'm going to assume Devin Booker's included.
We have to.
Off rip. Got to.
The star player is definitely.
And Ricky Rubio.
And Kelly Oubre.
Yeah.
Of course Kelly Oubre.
Yes.
But so she hooked up with these dudes and, you know, did all the D's with them. And then she said that Trey Songz peed on her.
Ah. Gave her the old golden shower, huh?
And then he wouldn't let her leave.
What?
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's toxic.
I want you to ferment in that shit right now.
And then when this got out, other girls came out saying the same thing. So it's not looking too good.
Not looking good for old Trigger. What are our thoughts on that situation, eh? Do we think it's true?
I mean, who knows?
I do, just because everybody's coming out.
If multiple people say the same thing.
And years ago. It's alleged Keke Palmer came out saying similar things about Trey Songz.
I
and
heard
she made
about
valid
that.
Points. So I was like, we didn't believe her. And now look what's happening. So Trey, as Cody said, is a sick nigga.
Him and Tiger Woods.
And Tiger Woods is.
But we've
is
been
past.
Talking about that.
He said, I'm Blasian.
I'm Blasian.
What would y'all do if y'all were Trey Songz in this situation? Is your career over? is it just going to be swept under the rug? You're just going to move on? Or, like, how would you?
I don't think it'll be swept under the rug just because.
I feel like you'd have to adjust. Like, I mean,
you are you really going to get. Wait, is the peeing the only thing he was accused of? Or. And, like, not letting the bitch leave? Or is there more?
That was the main thing, was the peeing. Like, assaulting. And I don't know. Because, I mean,
if she lets you pee on her.
But it's already happening.
Does that sound bad that I'm saying that?
But it's already happening, though.
I think the thing was, like, you can have...
Or was it unexpected?
Like, you can have consensual sex, but there are some things
consensual while doing peeing?
that, like, can become non-consensual.
She said while, like, when it was happening, she was like...
she was doing other things.
Yeah, he told her, like, get in the tub. Mm-hmm. And then he started beating his thing. And then she think he about to come, and then he starts peeing, and she's like, and she said,
her first comment was, yeah, my eyelashes.
Yeah, and she said, what the fuck, my eyelashes? She said, you look good. She was like, okay, like, alrighty. It's gross.
That will pee on you real quick.
I don't understand.
Trey Songz getting that off,
and I bet it was that, like, dehydrated pee. Like
that yellow.
That brown shit.
But other girls haven't came out because he pays them off.
Oh.
That's what it was. He pays them off. So if you get paid, let's say Chuck, you get peed on by a girl, right? But she pays you.
Of course.
Wait. Before you say that. I was listening to another podcast. It was called, I think it was called Dying for Sex or something. Mm-hmm. It was about this girl who had stage 4 breast cancer, and she was going to die at some point. And so she went on all these wild sex escapades. Mm-hmm. And she had a guy who wanted her to pee in his mouth in the shower.
And so pee in her mouth?
No, she peed in his mouth. Because you said, what if someone peed on Chuck? It's a true story, and it's wild. He was like, please, can you just... And then when she was done, she was like, okay, you're going to clean yourself up? He's like, no. Like Chuck said, I'm going to ferment in it. Ugh. Bro, I'm going to have to show y'all the podcast or send it to y'all.
That's
grody. Wild, dude. But go ahead.
Like I was saying, like, if a famous celebrity girl peed on you, right, and you was, like, grossed out, but she was like, no, it's okay. I'm going to pay you $10,000. Don't say nothing. You going to say something, you going to take that money.
I'd be asking for more money. 10 G's is nothing.
I'm going to take the money. 10 G's just because you peed on me a little bit.
A little bit?
Disgusting.
It is disgusting. Ew. But that's what he's doing.
No, she probably giving you a golden shower. 10 G's for a golden shower? Mm-mm.
That's got to be awkward.
She's giving.
What do you do there? You just kind of sit there and smile.
Wait, if she's peeing on you?
Yeah. I mean, either way.
I'm not having another nigga pee on me, but.
No, another girl.
No, like,
that's
girl.
What I,
no, no, no.
I'm yeah.
Like, if a guy peed on a girl.
Okay.
Or if a girl peed on a guy. Either way, it's still going to be, like, awkward. Like.
Oh, yeah. Unless. I don't see how someone's into that.
That's gross.
People got weird fetishes, dog.
It's even weird when people throw up on you and they get off on that.
Ew. Yeah. Fuck.
That's huh? Gross.
Yeah. My days.
Yeah.
Throw up on me.
Yeah. Y'all remember that one show? 9,000 Ways to Die.
Oh, my gosh.
It could have been that one. But that's where I seen that, like. This dude got off on that, but he, like, died some way for consuming so much vomit from girls. But yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, he ate it. Oh, yeah. No.
Have you guys ever seen the movie 43 or 42? I think it was called.
No.
Jackie Robinson movie.
Yes. No. It's this movie about this guy that pitches sketches or, like, other movie ideas to, like, a producer, and it's, like, a lot of just, like, bits. Like, Halle Berry's in it. The guy Hugh Jackman is a lot.
Oh,
of, like,
I heard that movie with blows.
Sounds like The Pursuit of Happiness.
No, I mean, it was, like, funny. Like,
it's like,
certain,
it's like
movies
they
had in it.
It's like scary movie, them type movies where they
put
a bunch of celebrities.
A parody movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like somewhat like that. It's like, but it's like a bunch of different, like, movie pitches in a movie, and, like, they actually act them out and stuff. But there's a scene in it where this one chick, she wants her husband to, like, take a bunch of laxative, and, like, it's another fetish, like, to take
Stop.
A shit on her.
Stop that. If someone's out there that really likes that, you need help.
What are y'all's fetishes?
Nothing
like that.
Nothing. crazy, really. Like, I don't really have any. Not that I can think of.
Yeah, go ahead, Jake.
Does glasses count?
No. Like, but anything could be a fetish, though, right?
Maybe dressing up in a certain way. I don't know.
Yeah, anything could be a fetish.
What really gets you off?
That's not normal.
Yeah.
That's not normal.
I don't have anything that like that. Really? Does that make me boring? I don't really have anything like outlandish that, you know, just drives me crazy.
Everybody has one.
I can't
think of it. It's just not weird. Like, I think we all have fetishes, it's just not weird.
Yeah, you're probably not just thinking about it like that.
Yeah.
But nothing bodily fluid relative, though.
I'll get back to you by the end of the podcast if I come up with one.
What about you,
All right. Well,
what about you, bud?
I mean, I like toes, but that's me.
Hey, that's a really common one, so it's not weird or anything.
What do you like to do with them toes?
Ew. Okay. AP, what you got, though?
Chuck, what you got?
Nothing like that.
Let me get started.
Got a whole list. He said, well, let's see.
Nothing like that, though.
Oh, I'm mad. I'm tight mad. My kid's getting Chick-fil-A without me.
I'm sure she brought you.
And then we'll see. We shall see. Anyways, moving on. What do we got? What do we got? What do we got?
Oh, did you guys hear about that Seattle Seahawks player that snuck a woman into the facility?
This shit is hilarious.
Did we talk about this?
No.
No?
I don't think so.
Only amongst ourselves.
Oh. She, the player was a rookie, undrafted, and snuck in a woman in Seattle Seahawks gear.
That's so
into
funny.
Into, like, their facility.
When we say gear.
Like, just.
Was it, like, helmet pads, or was it like
something similar to that? Like
warm up.
She had to hide her ponytail or in like a helmet or a hat or
bro,
something.
Bro, what?
I'm pretty sure it was like a cap. Like
yeah.
She was like.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Just he stuck her into the team hotel, right?
Something like that, yeah. And then he got cut once they found out.
He's a rookie, correct?
Undrafted. Mm-hmm.
Undrafted, wow. Trying to make the team rookie.
Yeah.
And I heard he worked incredibly hard to get there. Real talk.
Man, only got paid $2,000 to
very
sign
little to leave. I hope it was worth it.
She wasn't even that good looking. Oh, by the way.
Caught.
No, they saw her ponytail out the out
they
the.
Said, hey.
Said, wait a minute.
You a water girl here?
Like, you know, like in the video games where it has like that zone that you can't enter, like the line of sight of the enemies. They said. Hey, you there. You're not a member of the team. Then you lose. Game over.
Boy, hurt his whole future off of that.
Yeah, but I mean, shit like that's happening.
What if that was your son?
Man.
Be honest. What if that was your son?
I'd kick his ass. I'm like, come on home, son. You have a home here. He gets you, I'm going to hit him with a mean right hook.
Who you with?
You did what? And he got cut?
He said, so you going back on the team? Nah, no one's interested.
Got it.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. All right.
But I love her.
Oh, is that so?
Oh, no.
I got to hit him in the hands. Nah. Nah, come on, son.
You know better than that. Yeah. We raised you better.
You know better than that. But, I mean, bitch is getting invited to the bubble, too. So.
NBA is way different than NFL, though. We know that, though.
I know, but, I mean, it's still the same. Kind of the same stuff. They can't even go in the bubble. Why y'all inviting them to the bubble?
Because the top-tier athletes, the top-tier stars are going to get what they want.
You think
exactly.
So?
Yeah.
Is it that serious, though?
Man. LeBron gonna have the whole family show up probably like in
yeah,
the last game.
If
or
you
something.
Think for 1 second.
1 second.
Let's say
James Harden don't have no hoes coming through.
Yeah, I was about to say James.
Mm-mm.
Said there won't be any defense anyways.
No protection.
You know, we gotta Russell's hurt and you can barely see my mouth move from my beard, but you can still come through and, you know, suck me off.
Dan,
that's fine.
So what that young man did, does that speak on
this generation or as men as a whole. Like, we can't even go a certain long time without even doing something sexual. Like, we got to risk so much.
I feel like
that's
just
that
individual.
Okay.
Bro, you barely made a team, dog.
I mean, Jamal Adams can get that off.
Can he?
Absolutely. He makes a point. He can. He can get in trouble, but he won't get cut.
He won't get cut. Oh, yeah.
He won't have the same discipline.
But, like, bro, we let you on the team, you know. We barely got here, but, you know, we'll give you a shot.
We gave you $2,000 just to sign with us, though.
And this is how you repay me?
That's like $2 in real life.
Yeah.
That's how you repay me, bro? You going to bite the hand that feeds you?
Imagine if, like, she came in and, like, got corona on, like, Russell Wilson or someone on the team. That man would have his head on a swivel.
And there you go.
That's a great point.
Yep.
Then someone's coming after that young man.
Absolutely.
Bro, I feel like that's how shit goes. Like, in the professional sports and shit. Like, if there's a superstar and he does something wrong, I feel like they either pay him off or they, like, threaten him with, like, a death threat. And, like, they have people who will actually kill you if anything happens.
What you mean? Pay you off, like...
So, like, say the thing that happened with Trey Songz happens with... Mike Evans.
Okay.
And he's like, yeah, this happened, and I know you didn't like it, but you're not going to say shit.
Oh, yeah.
And if you do, so-and-so coming after you. And so that just goes quiet forever.
For sure.
I feel like it's the same with, like, government officials, too, but it's just crazy.
Like Mike
Evans, I think that's what goes on.
Well, like, Mike Evans would hire someone to kill, the chick?
Or, like, the
Mike
agent
Evans or
somebody.
Like, the team.
Or the team, or the owner would be like, oh, no, we can't have that kind of rep on the Buccaneers. You know, we just got Tom Brady here. We just got Gronk here. So let's just pay her off.
I think only, like, the team or the owner would, like, kill somebody if it was, like, Tom Brady. He's like, yeah, you look.
You did what, Tom?
You did, okay, don't worry about it.
No, you didn't. No, you didn't.
No, you didn't.
We'll take care.
You didn't do that, Tom.
Then the girl's like, no. Tommy, don't worry about
he
it.
He raped me.
Nah.
He said, then you'll be dead if you say anything.
I'm
going
to
didn't
make a call
me.
To a certain Ray Lewis.
All right.
So, Chuck, we let you off the hook. We said rape and didn't break up Big Ben. You didn't have to do that.
Come on. Yeah, Big Ben there, too.
You had to do that.
Come on, now.
He was innocent. He went through the whole court and he was innocent, okay?
So was Ray Lewis.
You're right.
If you're saying Big Ben's innocent, Ray Lewis is innocent.
And,
murder?
Who else?
Who
else was a nasty boy?
Brett Favre.
Oh, yeah, Brett Favre.
Dick pics.
Oh, God.
Brett Favre said.
But didn't take that Python pill.
Oh, no. Enhanced girth.
Oh, my Lord. Xavier Woods.
This is going off the rails.
It's on the Richter.
It's on the Richter.
Would you say eviscerated?
Do y'all have any crazy news stories? Did y'all look up any?
Let's see here.
Because I have one.
Oh.
And I'll start it off.
Oh, go ahead.
You can do a little, I guess you could say a segment. Real crazy news stories that you wouldn't think happened, but it is real life.
So this is actually true?
This is
about
true.
Okay.
Yes, this is true. So, get out of here. The headline is Duck Eats Yeast, Quacks, Explodes, Man Loses Eye.
What the?
That's the
Duck
headline.
East?
Duck Eats Yeast.
Okay.
Quacks, Explodes, Man Loses Eye.
Yo, that's funny as fuck.
It's a quack, quack. And it says, an Iowa man lost the sight in one eye when his prize-winning duck ate a pan of yeast and exploded.
What the fuck?
Yo, is that like...
Yeah, it's
like
a
ducks
story.
like allergic to yeast or something?
It happened in Des Moines, Iowa. Or Des Moines. That's however you say it. strangest accident recorded in history this morning when... I'm not even going to say the duck's name. It's like Rhadamanthus. The show duck exploded into several hundred pieces one of which struck Silas Perkins in the eye, destroying his sight.
Oh, destroying my God.
His sight.
The cause of the explosion was the eating of yeast, which was placed on in a pan upon the back porch and tempted his duck ship, which was taking a Sunday morning stroll. Upon returning from church, Mr. Perkins discovered his prized duck in a somewhat lodgy condition. Telltale marks around the pan of yeast gave him his clue.
Gave him his clue.
He was about to pick up the bird when when the bird quacked and and exploded with the loud report, and Mr. Perkins ran into the house. Mr. Perkins ran into the house holding both hands over one eye. A surgeon was called, who found that the eyeball had been penetrated by a fragment of flying duck and gave no hope of saving the optic.
Wait, so he lost an eye because a piece of exploding duck hit his eye.
Right. Yes.
He said, duck, you looking kind of bloated.
Boom! Bang! Right in his eyeball. And he lost his sight.
Oh, shit.
And it's a real story.
I can only imagine that guy afterwards, walking around the eye patch. How'd you lose your eye?
I mean, that's a cool story, though.
Yo, my duck quacked and exploded.
Duck exploded, caught me in the eye.
All I heard was quack.
And then boom, my left eye's gone.
I thought it was Booker T, and then I lost
the quack, quack. Oh, man. That's
a story.
A nice, true story there. Anyone else?
No. What do you type in to search that? Like,
I just typed in crazy news stories.
Okay. Maybe just do this just on this day, a Florida man or something.
You can type Florida man anything.
Yeah, there's literally a report like for every day of the year.
Let's do it. Florida man.
August 19th. All right, I got one. Florida man arrested after allegedly shoving steaks worth more than $50 down his pants.
Shoving what?
Steaks.
Steaks.
I'm taking this
flake. Worth more than $50 down his pants.
Yeah, dog.
What is this, Jameis Winston?
Oh. Titusville grandmother pops out teeth to scare off nude men off back porch.
Bro, what the fuck?
That's in Titusville?
She said, ah! 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 Why are nude dudes on a Titusville grandmother's porch?
I don't know.
They said, we're going to get this lady.
We gonna bust this out the scrimps. Go on her backyard.
What the fuck this, grandma?
Oh, no.
And she said, "Ah!"
They probably got scared. They were gonna get a gum job, I guess, and just dipped.
I don't know if I'd be scared.
That's gross.
Grandma, what's good?
You gonna let an old lady suck you up with no teeth?
Ain't no teeth.
That's your fetish.
That's what it sounds like.
No,
that's your fetish, G.
Old ladies.
Gumless or teethless?
I guess. Toothless?
Toothless.
Old toothless?
Mm.
Man, what else we talking about, Webb? I see you looking at the list.
Oh, what are some things that you are at times considered feminine or manly or unmanly? What are things that you do?
Oh, yeah, I put that in there.
Is this our opinion or other people?
Yeah, our opinion.
Something that you think you do.
Or that other people might think are feminine or unmanly.
Curl up in bed. No cap.
You like the spoon.
Like the fetal position type shit?
No, like, would you like, yeah, you put your knees up.
Yeah, you put your knees up.
You just comfortable. No cap.
I mean, I do that, but I put my hand between my legs.
I have a pillow.
A pillow?
In between my legs, yeah.
I'd say brushing your teeth. Just think about it. You're taking a stick.
Oh, come on, Chuck.
No. That's a reach.
No, come on. That's a reach.
Holy, that's a reach.
That's a reach.
Come on.
You would have been better saying like a banana if you were doing all that.
But you're shoving this stick into your mouth with paste on it until you got like either like white foam or whatever the hell coming out, basically.
That's a reach and a half, Chuck.
You got to stretch before you reach, dog.
How many times has that happened to y'all? Come on.
How many times do I brush my teeth?
Brush my teeth? Twice a day.
Exactly. Twice a day.
I do that too, and I'll sometimes look at them like, that looks sus.
After every meal, I have to.
Nobody thinks that that's unmanly.
No.
Who said that's unmanly?
That's a reach, Chuck. Feminine or unmanly? And you say brushing your teeth?
This is sad, but I still feel like expressing my feelings is still unmanly.
Who's vibrating?
I'm not on the table.
Is you? Jesus. The integrity of the table, Chuck. And whatever. Anyways, back to curling up in bed. I do that. That's because, like back in the day, I've always been too tall for my bed, so my feet hang off. And so I just curled up so I would be able to fit on the bed.
And you don't want that monster to get you, too, either.
Yeah, I can't.
Oh, yeah, when you
like
got
that.
A limb hanging off the bed?
Yeah. So no. That's the book, man.
Which one?
I'm talking about your foot, nigga.
But yeah, my feet would always hang off the edge of the bed, so I had to curl up, and that's just how I sleep now. But I can see where people think that's feminine. I thought of this one the other day because I ran out of body wash, and so I used my girlfriend's body wash, and that junk smells good.
I've been doing that since senior year.
That smells good.
I've been using girls' deodorant for, well, now I don't, but I used to use that Dove. No, Suave.
Suave.
Yeah. I used to use that shit for years. Just that shit that Aaron got.
It's a spray. It's Dove. I have Dove and Degree.
Those, because girls' deodorant is the only one that works, because that Old Spice give you a rash.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. That's a fact. But using women's body wash, I feel like people would think that's feminine, but that shit smells delicious, right?
It's lit.
Facts.
Well, you get that pomegranate or whatever it is.
I've been doing that for years.
That summer zest.
Come on.
I'm sure that's a scent. What else we got?
I just like to keep shit clean.
What would you say, like eyebrows?
That too, but like the house or like my living quarters or like.
What would make you think that was feminine?
I don't know. Like, I'm just like, if I see a dirty floor, I'm going to just, like, pick it up. Like, I'm going to clean it. It's just weird. I like I don't like dirty tile floors and shit.
Mm-hmm.
I was talking to Michaela and Dell about this when you were out there.
Okay.
I was like, oh, these dudes need to be.
I don't think that's a feminine thing.
Mm-hmm.
I can see where people think it is. But, like, getting your hands and nails done, too, like, a lot of people don't think guys should do. Your hands should look like a working man.
I mean, I wanted to get a clear coat just because I seen Pops do it.
As long as you don't paint your nails, then it's okay.
Just clear count. The clear coat count. Be honest.
I had that conversation with Pops. I was like, you got a shine to your nails. He said, nothing wrong with that. I was like, eh, that's, I don't do that. But I ain't going to look at it. Like, you know what I'm saying? But that's it. As long as you, that's it.
I mean, my pops does the same thing. He gets pedicures.
But what you just said, Aaron, about the you should look like a working man. All right. Women like that. When they look all, you know what I'm saying? You got to look good.
Pedicures are the hands or feet?
The
feet? I can't do that because my feet are too ticklish.
It feels so good. You should.
Way too ticklish. So I've done it once, good. And I kept laughing in the chair, and then they were like.
Oh my God.
Whoa.
Hey, relax.
Hey, no racial.
We got a sense of that. Nah, we comedians. That's good.
No
comedians
racial.
Do it all the time.
No
we
racial,
comedians.
But
So you actually laugh when you're getting tickled?
What?
Like usually, like if it's your feet, like you're not just like, gonna be like, ha ha ha.
Like yeah, do you like laugh
it's,
or do
it's
you
usually
like
just like you're pulling your feet away because it tickles.
No,
like
because he's laughing.
I can't pull my feet away because they're doing the pedicure or
no,
manicure.
But how does it like
or pedicure?
Because like
yeah.
Whenever like I'm tickled, like I'm never laughing. I'm just like trying to get away from it. Like,
no, that shit tickles.
Are you like laughing?
Like if somebody like constantly tickles you, you're gonna laugh.
Cody, if I tickle your feet right now.
First of all, we're not doing that.
If I tickle your feet right now, bro.
But yeah, I laugh, and I can't do it.
Yeah, it's fun.
I'd be rubbing my feet. I'd be like,
that's wild.
I can't do it.
Is it really wild?
Yeah,
because it's ticklish.
Like whenever my feet are tickled, like I'm never laughing. I'm just trying to throw my foot away.
You don't crack like.
No, I just be like, yo, stop! Like, what are you doing?
There's a laugh right there. Is that a fable? Is that a lie?
Is that a fable?
You just chuckled.
I suppose.
You say Chuck?
Nah,
I guess not. Must have missed that one.
Yeah.
Whoosh.
We already called a timeout.
Yeah, cause
what's something else? What's something else? Is there anything else? Eyebrows, manicure, mani pedis, women's body wash.
I shaved my legs once.
I don't see anything wrong with that.
What do you say?
I shaved my legs once.
I did that once.
What was the reason?
Cause I seen like a lot of black dudes like having no hair in their legs. I'm like, damn, like, why do I have hairy legs?
My legs are not hairy.
So I just shaved it. I shaved it once just to see what it was like, looked like, and then
like the whole leg or like to the kneecap.
I did to the kneecap just for the experience.
How'd it feel?
It was like smooth, like immediately after, but like the next morning it was already prickly and shit. And I was like,
razor bump.
Yeah, and then I forgot who it was at PE. That's like, bro, did you shave your legs?
I said nope.
No.
Me? No, you maybe. Legs looking kind of empty, but me? No.
I said, nah.
Deflect.
That's about it. I don't think I'll never like shave my legs. I'm like a hairy person, dog, like from the waist down, like. So I always try to keep myself trimmed.
Yeah, like hair on your face too. So.
Well, yeah, not much on my head though.
Not much on it.
No.
Is there like a show y'all watch or anything on YouTube or a show y'all watch that's like you would think I shouldn't be watching this?
Bro, when I was in a relationship, I was dead ass glued to like Keeping Up with the Kardashians. I was like, yo,
what?
Yeah, I was like, yo, when's the next episode?
I've never.
One Tree Hill, but that's a good show.
First,
yeah, bro, we're watching it too. Come yeah, on, yeah, yeah.
I was like down on American Idol once, just because my mom would always.
I've never seen not one episode of American Idol.
That and like the TLC shows, like the Say Yes to the Dress and like
Come on.
What's that one? It's not the house.
My 600-pound life.
90-day fiance.
90-day fiance.
It was an older show, like, but
Cake Boss.
You know, actually, one show.
Those are good shows. Mm-hmm.
One show I actually really felt that way about, though, like every time I watched it was Degrassi.
Never watched it.
Bro, I've never seen one episode of Degrassi, though.
There's so many different seasons.
Yeah.
The one I watched, I liked.
I watched, like, I think it was, like, the, like, a bunch of seasons after, like, they had Drake and stuff
on
there.
Too, yeah.
That's, like, when I was in there, I was like, man, like, I feel wrong watching this, but it's not bad.
Hey, you said it feels so wrong, but it feels so good.
Hey, Growing Up with Sisters, you.
Yeah, that's the only time I ever watched. But I watched them. I had to because we didn't have a TV in our room. So one night I would have the TV in the living room and they would have it. So they would put on all those girly shows. But the most, I guess, girly show or thing I watch is like house remodels.
That's not really girly.
That's the closest thing I can think of. Because we talked about it during the show tournament. I didn't watch Zoe 101. I didn't watch iCarly. I didn't watch Drake and Josh. I didn't watch Sweet Life Zach and Cody.
Out.
I didn't.
Out.
I was Cartoon Network or nothing.
But you missed
out. I was
out.
A Cartoon Network loyalist. Damn. I didn't watch if it was on. Like I didn't go out of my way to watch it. If I had caught like the last couple minutes, whatever. But I couldn't tell you an episode of Zoe 101 or iCarly or what's another one.
There was never like a show on Cartoon Network that make you like get off the channel.
Good question.
But I was like the opposite.
Except for Johnny Test.
Yeah. Anytime it wasn't Kids Next Door or Curtis Kelly Dog or
I was picky.
Yeah.
No, Cartoon Network was my shit. Like if Johnny Test was on, I switched to 106 in Park.
No, that was me with Ben 10.
But
I was like, I ain't watching this
shit.
Come
on.
Ben 10, the original, was all right.
But everything else, fire. I didn't like Avatar, SpongeBob. I watched Phil of the Future. I watched That's So Raven. I watched, but like all the other shows, nope, not one episode.
Anything else?
No. How far along are we? We'll wrap this hoe up.
We're like at 40 minutes, maybe.
Keep going.
Depending on how you cut this.
Before you cut this, man, shout out to KCP. You trash. Danny Green, you trash.
We're talking about the playoffs and we'll wrap it up.
Tell me why we signed Deion Waiters and J.R. Smith but don't play him.
Just playing that clip from Stephen A.
Come on, bro.
Before you got here.
Come on, bro.
He was talking about KCP what's the white boys? Caruso.
Mm-hmm.
They got like they had combined 29 minutes or something and were 1 for 17 or something
from
the field.
Come on, bro.
Or 1 of 19.
I saw Danny Green hit 2 shots.
Lakers can't hit threes.
Trish, but we signed JR and Deion. They didn't even give him a chance to play. That's what they do is shoot threes. Why you even put him in, dog? I don't understand.
I feel like at this point, they should just let LeBron play forward and then like let Caruso and them play guard like they should.
We can't even do that. We can't even.
LeBron's got to do everything.
You see LeBron's stat line?
Yeah, he had a triple-double.
You see, but you see, even then, he had like 37 points.
One for 15, five from three.
17 rebounds and like 17 assists.
Yeah.
And we take an L?
Fact check.
It's ridiculous.
Dog, what?
They need to, they just need to switch it up, or like everyone needs to wake up and start like, making bro, some shots.
Like ooh, I'm yeah. really cussing motherfuckers out if I'm LeBron, cause I'm like, dog, are you serious?
Y'all should have signed some other people, cause I, as soon
feel
as
like
y'all
I'm back in Cleveland,
yeah. Come on,
where am I back in Cleveland?
Dead ass, bro. Like what?
It's Cleveland with a view.
But shout
basically.
Out, hey, shout out Lillard though, showing out though. Mm-hmm. But still.
So, what do you think the series is going to go out to then, Dave?
We're going to win in seven.
Seven?
We're going to win in seven. You know what I'm saying?
Blazers.
I don't believe it.
The Clippers should have lost, though. I feel like Clippers, if they would have lost that game, Mavericks would have won the series.
What happened with Porzingis?
So, I guess Luka, like, got, like, pushed or something, and then Porzingis went in to save his man, and then, I guess gave Marcus Morris, like, I guess, a shove, and they
he didn't even
actually,
no, he didn't even push he didn't even touch him, dog.
He didn't.
It was crazy. Marcus Morris was choking Porzingis, and Porzingis got it checked.
He wasn't choking him. He didn't choke
bring
him.
Bring him the footage.
You talking about Doncic's?
Okay, he still got to get.
No, he
got
didn't.
Ejected,
he didn't put his hands on his neck though.
He put his hands on somebody.
I definitely saw no, like a did. Video of like. Him of Porzingis giving a shove. And
no,
he got,
if you look at it, Porzingis actually getting shoved.
Porzingis didn't get a chance to put his hands on nobody.
But you know, you can't pick on Porzingis. He's a string bean.
That's disgusting.
Ew.
Unrelated, but Dave just showed us a picture of a butt that looked like an airbag.
It looked photoshopped.
No, that ain't photoshopped.
Hmm.
So anyway,
the whole Tonka truck.
Who is winning the series? Let me
Blazers.
Pull up all the
you
series.
All the trees,
I have the. Okay, go ahead. My finals pick will be.
Hold on.
Ew, everything on here is fake.
Got Brooklyn versus the Raptors. The Raptors are up 2-0 right now.
Raptors
only because everybody's hurt on Nets. That's why I'm like, why
Raptors in like a sweep or will Brooklyn squeak out one?
I get sweep.
Sweep for sure.
Get the broom.
If yeah. LeVert is your best player.
Ain't nothing wrong with LeVert.
Man, Curry's going to play, dog. This man put up like five shots and break them all. I was like,
Kyrie's
dog.
Hurt?
Yeah. Stay hurt.
No, I thought he opted out.
No, he's hurt. And he opted out.
Okay.
Hurt. Is Dinwiddie hurt?
No one cares about Dinwiddie anyways.
Dinwiddie third best player. Yeah, he's third best player. He's third. Is he playing? Or he opted
out?
No,
he's not. He's not playing.
He opted out.
He's the third best player.
Pretty sure, or he's hurt too. So.
And your boy not playing, the center. I don't know.
Oh, Jarrett.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's playing.
Okay.
Jarrett Allen. But yeah, get out the broom for the Nets.
Good call.
For sure.
All right, next up, we got a game that's live right now. Boston versus 76ers. Boston's up 1-0.
That's always a good series.
Yeah, they always play good together. That's a tough
I don't
one.
Know. Yeah, I'd say
76ers.
Ooh.
I'd say, I mean, I don't know who, but it's going to go to seven.
Oh, wait, Ben Simmons not playing?
No.
He's hurt.
Oh, yeah, Celtics. I'm sorry.
Celtics in seven.
Who's up currently in the series?
Boston.
Yeah, Celtics in six.
Are they winning right now?
Boston in
five. I don't know. It just says live.
Boston in five.
Okay. Next up, we got Miami and the Pacers. I almost said Portland.
Come on.
Miami is winning. The series.
Oh,
won
Celtics are big. Yeah, Celtics gonna win that one.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
What's the score?
105-84.
Oh,
Celtics in five. Good call, Chuck.
Yep, five. So who's winning the Pacers in Miami series?
I hate watching those two teams, dog. It's so boring to me.
Which one? Miami.
The Pacers and the Heat. Yeah. Well, just because they have.
I miss the old Pacers boy. Team.
With PG?
Man.
With
PG and
Roy Hibbert.
A good Roy Hibbert.
Roy Hibbert and David West.
West. And Chris Copeland.
Ooh.
What they know about Copeland?
They don't know
I know a lot about Copeland.
Copeland was a whole meme, dog, back in the day.
He wasn't recognized.
No, because he was doing flashy layups and warm-ups and getting no PT.
He said, who is that?
What are you doing, Chris? This is not what we need in New York. Then they shipped him to Indiana. He did the same shit.
But I got Miami in six. Because they still without Oladipo, so.
No, he played.
No, man. Oladipo playing.
Heat in seven.
All right,
I'm
next
getting
one.
The broomstick.
Next one
what?
Is well, he's a Heat
sweeping.
Fan, so
he's sweeping him.
He's a Heat fan.
What you saying? What y'all saying?
Next one is the interesting one, I guess. The Bucks versus the Magic, and the Magic are up 1-0, and everyone's
yeah,
freaking out.
Bro, the Magic are a solid team. The Magic are a solid team, dog. Their weakest link is Fournier, but everybody else is straight.
Is
dog.
Gordon out, Chuck?
Who?
Gordon.
Aaron Gordon
out for the whole thing.
No, he's in it. He's playing.
He was just hurt last
hurt
game?
That one game.
I think so. Or they benched him.
Dog,
I
definitely hurt. I got Magic in seven, dog. I can't stand.
I say Bucks in six.
All right. Now we're going to move to the West. We got the Clippers versus the Mavericks.
Clip show.
Clippers are up
they're
one,
sweeping
I think. So.
Clippers in six.
They're sweeping it.
If the Mavs would have won game one, I would have took the Mavs to win the series. No cap.
The Mavs can't finish games.
But the Clippers are going to win in six.
And then we got Denver and Utah. They're tied 1-1.
That's always a great one, too.
Good series.
I do not like watching Utah play.
Really?
I don't like watching
Utah. Bro, Jordan Clarkson
play.
Got way better. He's on there snapping.
Them fake-ass cornrows.
He on there snapping.
But I got Nuggets in seven.
Yeah, I like Nuggets is always a good
Nuggets
team.
Nuggets in six.
They always have a fire team.
They got my dog at center.
Jokic?
Mm-hmm. That man, Michael Porter Jr., is playing really well, too.
Jokic.
And Murray.
All right, next up. Rockets versus OKC. Houston's up 1-0, but they do not have Russell Westbrook anymore.
At
he's
all?
Out?
I believe he's out for the series, yeah.
Yeah.
Whoa, what happened?
I don't know what happened, but
he
I got the notification.
Maybe someone with an ankle. I don't really know.
Rockets in five.
They said, can the Rockets? Let me see if it's still there.
Rockets in five.
No, it's not there anymore.
If Chris Paul's able to knock off his old team, that'd be ridiculous.
I want OKC to win.
Yeah.
That'd be dope. And then, of course, the Blazers versus the Lakers.
Oh, God.
Be honest.
Lakers
it'll go
are
to
down.
Game seven, dog.
Yeah, it's gonna, I, Lakers in seven, dog.
Blazers in five.
Five.
Oh, shit. Hot.
That's a hot take.
They cannot guard Lillard and McCollum. I'm sorry.
We can't. You right.
But they have LeBron James.
He can't do everything.
I don't care. I don't care.
Do
they
everything.
Have LeBron
yeah,
James.
Right. You're
so
right. You're right.
I really don't care.
That's what I'm saying. He can't go out in the first round.
And this is like where the lack of a crowd
script.
Comes in. Is what?
This is game script. Like
it is.
LeBron is typecast to making it to the finals some way.
Like I know he's a fall off
so,
eventually, but I don't see him right now like losing any
he's
the first round.
He's got to win a title with the Lakers. He has to.
Got to.
Even if he did this year, it wouldn't count.
It wouldn't matter.
I only say Blazers are gonna win just because literally the Blazers, if they get on a hot streak. They could probably make it to the finals, and literally the Blazers right now are one like wing away from being a perfect team.
I say
the
weakest link on their team is like, probably
oof, the guy who doesn't play, whoever that is,
like a starter or like a bench player.
The starter.
So
they probably don't have a good bench either.
That big white man.
Nurkic, Jokic,
all these.
Melo comes off the bench, right?
Is Melo on Whiteside come off the bench?
Is Melo
on
the bench?
Melo start?
Who?
Melo.
Melo, I think he's a bench player.
Yeah. Hassan Whiteside come off the bench?
He had a few blocks against LeBron like last night.
So that's why the Blazers are winning, because they have people.
No,
they got
Carmelo
bodies.
Starts.
All right. So CJ, Dame, Anthony, Nurkic. Who's the fifth?
McCollum, you already said that, and what's his name? Oh, Gabriel.
He has to be him because we didn't bring his name.
Wenyen Gabriel. He's a.
He's probably the weakest link.
Yeah, he probably is the weakest link. Huh?
What do you got?
I don't know. This will be an interesting one, though.
That's probably the most interesting series out of the first round.
No, definitely.
Yeah.
Just because everyone wants to see. Blazers and LeBron, you know.
But, I mean, the only people scoring for the Blazers is CJ and Dame. That's it.
That's all you need.
That's
hey,
from just the last
game,
right?
You got two hot scores and everybody else can just.
Dame dropped 34.
That's the recipe.
And CJ dropped 21.
How much did Nurkic have?
16. I mean, that's decent
how
for
many
a center.
Rebounds? How many rebounds?
15.
That's there you go.
And then Melo had 10 rebounds, 11
him and,
points.
Him and Whiteside can out-rebound Anthony Davis and Dwight Howard. Mm-hmm.
Whoa. You got to think about it, though. They got AD, McGee, and Dwight, who are, like, really good rebounders, though. So I don't know about out-rebounding, though. Keep it G.
Well, Anthony Davis, I could see not getting too many boards because he's going to be taking more shots.
Because he's soft as shit. But
that, too.
There it is. Playoffs. Wait, who do y'all have winning the finals?
Clippers.
Lakers. I can't give up.
It's most likely the Clippers.
I can't give up.
Mm.
I see it being
But Clippers. I have my hottest take ever of the Blazers going to win the championship when it doesn't count. So Carmelo gets his ring in a time when it doesn't count because that's his whole career.
They're going to say it's the bubble championship.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They're going to say the bubble.
You won
the bubble.
The bubble
bowl.
Good job. Yeah. You're not NBA champions. You're the bubble champion.
While we're still in sports, did you guys hear about the NFL making a possible bubble for
the
postseason?
I did hear about that, yeah.
I did not explain.
So, like,
it's
I guess
the
when
same
the,
shit.
Yeah, they're going to do the same thing when, like, postseason happens. Like, they're just going to make a bubble.
So what about the regular season?
I don't know where it'd be, though.
Yeah, that makes no sense.
What about the regular season? But whatever.
Giants
aren't making it anyways.
Real quick, any update of Big Ten football?
Nothing yet. There's a petition to bring it back, but I haven't heard anything else. And I don't know if the SEC bringing other teams is true or not yet.
That'd be dope to have.
So, anyways, with that being said, let's wait a second. Let me get the drop.
The drop. You getting the drop on me?
Let's get into the melting pot. Melting pot time. Who we got?
Go ahead and do it.
Somebody do it.
You want to go, Dave?
Yeah, I'll go. Shout out my big sister, Erica. She just had a second child yesterday.
Yeah, shout out August.
Shout out August.
August Rain Walker.
Shout out August.
Shout out August, born on August 18th. That is going to be a dope birthday.
Hey, she shares the same birthday as my sister.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to your sister, too.
Oh, yeah. Happy
your
belated.
Twin.
Yeah,
my
so,
twin.
I guess I'll go next. I don't know who to shout out.
So you won't be going next.
Yeah, I won't be going next.
Chuck.
Just do it.
I don't mean to kill
the
vibe, boys, but we lost a loved one, I guess, today. Great April Lockerbie or April Daniels. Mm-hmm. She passed away today.
Mm-hmm.
Very sad. She was my senior football sponsor
virtual
back
school
in high school.
Too. Virtual school teacher as well.
Very great woman. They gained a good one up there today, and we'll very greatly miss you.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Very tough.
You want me to go next?
I'll go next if
go
you
ahead.
Want.
Go ahead.
I'll shout out my mother because a little family drama, but now it's all over with. We're back to talking, and she straighten her hair. She want to turn back the clock a little bit. It's all purple and
ooh-wee.
Crazy stuff. So shout out to moms. She might listen to this. She listened to a couple episodes. So
hey,
shout out mom. She thinks it's called chocolate.
Oh, okay.
So that's a great topic for chocolate.
Thanks.
Whatever. Shout out mom. Love you.
Let's see. My pick here would be. I don't really have a pick either. Let's see. Well, I came up prepared here.
Every
bag.
Week we do this.
I know. And then I'd be like, are they, should they, or would they?
You can shout anybody. Just off
the,
just off the top of your head.
Yeah, you can recycle anybody. A pick.
Oh, so I'll shout out my little sister. She came out the closet yesterday.
Congratulations to
2020,
that.
Do what you want.
What's her name?
Katrina.
Okay.
Katrina.
Yeah.
Oh,
Hurricane. Mm-hmm.
Hurricane.
Shouts out to you, little sister, for being yourself unapologetically.
Hell yeah.
And black.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, that's it. That's all we got. Cody, what's the music?
Oh, sorry.
let me cue it up real quick. Let's see. What you want to listen to, man?
Listen to a bop. Send us on a bop.
Man,
where are you going, dude? I was going to have you take the show out. You got a call? Go ahead.
He said, I got a call.
Oh. That's all we got for the show. Thanks for listening. You know, follow us Instagram, Melted Chocolate Pod, Twitter, Melted Cocoa Pod. Follow us, you'll find us there. Drop a review on Apple Podcasts. Give us a nice 5-star frog splash.
Mm.
And we'll see you next week.
Appreciate y'all for listening, man.
Stay safe. Yep, stay clean. And have a good week.
All right, y'all. Take it easy, man. Shining hard for the freaks, it's about to sue some. Call my hotel, or maybe we can do some. Got control, I ain't never gonna stop. Bitch, you can go, bitch, you can go. Just know a monkey ain't gonna stop no fucking show. I'm trying to make some. Only real bitches, ain't no fake.